How does Salvia divinorum work? Not like other psychedelics. Its active molecule, salvinorin A, ignores the serotonin system entirely and instead binds the kappa opioid receptor, KOR, where it acts as a potent and selective agonist, the first known naturally occurring compound of its kind, Roth et al. 2002. It is also chemically unique, a non-nitrogenous molecule, breaking the old rule that hallucinogens must contain a basic nitrogen and one of the most potent, naturally occurring hallucinogens known by weight. Its effects come on within seconds of inhalation, peak at about 2 minutes, and fade within 20. Johnson et al. 2011. The clincher. In humans, the opioid antagonist naltrexone abolishes salvinorin A's effects, while the 5-HT2A antagonist ketonserin does not, Maqueda et al. 2016, proof the door is opioid, not serotonergic. Salvia is powerful, destabilizing, and not a recreational drug. Every so often, a single molecule forces a science to rewrite its rules. For decades, the working definition of a classic psychedelic was tidy. A compound, usually containing a nitrogen atom at its core, that produces visionary states by switching on the serotonin 2A receptor. LSD, psilocybin, DMT, mescaline, all of them fit. Then chemists turned their attention to a sacred plant of the Sierra Mazateca in Oaxaca, Mexico, and found something that broke every part of the definition at once. Salvia divinorum, the diviner's sage, contains a molecule that has no nitrogen, where the rules said it must, that is more potent by weight than almost any natural hallucinogen, and that works through a receptor no one had connected to visionary states at all, the diviner's sage. Long before pharmacology had a name for any of this, the Mazatec people of Oaxaca knew the plant as a teacher. They called it Ska Maria Pastora, the leaves of Mary the Shepherdess, and used it in healing and divination ceremonies, often when the sacred mushrooms were out of season. The leaves were crushed and rolled into a quid to be chewed, or their juice pressed and drunk, in a dark and quiet setting under the guidance of a curandero. This was never a casual intoxicant. It was approached as a powerful spiritual ally to be met with respect and care. Salvia divinorum is a member of the mint family, a soft-leaved perennial that rarely sets seed and has been propagated by human hands for so long that its wild origins remain uncertain. When Western science finally isolated its active principle, the molecule turned out to be as unusual as the plant's reputation suggested. A molecule that broke the rules. The active compound is called salvinorin A, and it is a neocloridane diterpene, a member of a class of plant molecules built from terpene units, the same broad family that gives us many fragrances and resins. That alone makes it an outsider. Essentially, every other known hallucinogen is an alkaloid, a nitrogen-containing molecule, and for good reason, the basic nitrogen was thought to be essential for binding the receptors that produce these states. Salvinorin A has no nitrogen atom at all. It is, as the chemists put it, the first non-nitrogenous compound known to produce a full hallucinogenic state. Roth et al. 2002. It is also astonishingly potent. Salvinorin A is active in humans at doses well under a milligram, measured in micrograms, making it, by weight, one of the most potent naturally occurring psychoactive substances ever identified, in the same rarefied range as the synthetic LSD. A plant most people would walk past without a glance packs one of nature's most concentrated keys to consciousness. UTW psilocybin mushroom treats. The other door, the kappa opioid receptor. When Brian Roth's laboratory screened salvinorin A against a large battery of receptors, the result was clean and surprising. The molecule barely touched the serotonin 2A receptor, the master switch of every classic psychedelic. Instead, it locked onto a single target with high affinity and remarkable selectivity, the kappa opioid receptor, Roth et al. 2002. Salvia, it turned out, is not a serotonergic psychedelic at all. It works through the opioid system, but not the part of it you might expect. The body has three main opioid receptors, mu, delta, and kappa. The mu receptor is the one morphine and heroin flood. It produces euphoria, pain relief, and the pull toward addiction. The kappa receptor is almost its mirror image. Its natural signaling molecule is dynorphin, released under stress, and its activation tends to produce not pleasure, but its opposite: dysphoria, unease, and a sense of aversion. In animal studies, the dysphoric, demotivating component of stress itself is encoded through dynorphin acting on kappa receptors, Land et al. 2008. This is a crucial clue to why salvia feels the way it does, and why, unlike mu opioid drugs, it carries essentially no risk of the compulsive craving that defines addiction. Proving the mechanism in humans. Finding that salvinorin A binds the kappa receptor in a test tube is one thing. Showing that this is what produces the experience in a living person is another. That proof came from an elegant human study. Volunteers received salvinorin A after being pre-treated with one of two blockers, naltrexone, which blocks opioid receptors, or ketanserin, which blocks the serotonin 2A receptor. The result was decisive. Naltrexone abolished the subjective cardiovascular and hormonal effects of salvinorin A, while ketanserin left them essentially untouched. Makeda et al. 2016. The door really is opioid. Everything salvia does, it does by turning the kappa key. The view from the other side. Because it opens a different receptor, salvia produces an experience that most people find qualitatively unlike serotonergic psychedelics. Where psilocybin or LSD tend to unfold over hours with a broadly emotional, meaning-laden character, high-dose salvinorin A is fast, overwhelming, and profoundly dissociative. In controlled studies, it blocked external sensory perception, dramatically altered the sense of body ownership and interoception, and could sever the felt connection to ordinary reality almost entirely, Makeda et al. 2015. Users frequently describe being pulled into other spaces, becoming objects or surfaces, revisiting fragments of memory, or encountering the sense of other presences, often with little of the warmth or insight that classic psychedelics can bring. And it is brief. Inhaled, the effects arrive within seconds, crest at around 2 minutes, and are largely gone within 20, Johnson et al., 2011. This compression, a complete reality-dissolving journey in the span of a coffee break, is part of what makes salvia feel so alien and part of what makes it genuinely hazardous to use carelessly. A person can be entirely disconnected from their surroundings while still standing in a room full of hard edges. Join the OTW sacrament, the oldest prayer remembered, the gentle dissolving of the self into light, held in ceremony by a master facilitator. Sit with our community first, a free, live weekly circle on Zoom. No commitment, simply a conversation. The therapeutic paradox. Here the story takes a genuinely interesting turn. If kappa activation produces dysphoria, why would anyone study it for mental health? The answer is that the kappa system runs in both directions. Because dynorphin kappa signaling encodes the aversive, stressed, anhedonic side of experience, drugs that block the kappa receptor are being actively investigated as antidepressants and anti-craving agents. Salvinorin A, as the most selective kappa tool nature has ever provided, has become an invaluable template. A starting scaffold from which chemists design new molecules to probe and potentially rebalance this system. Its ultra-short duration and unique chemistry have also made it a subject of interest for understanding dissociation, the sense of self, and the deep architecture of consciousness, themes we explore in our pieces on ego dissolution and the claustrum, a brain region dense with kappa receptors and long suspected of orchestrating conscious experience. The paradox is real and unresolved. A molecule that reliably produces an unpleasant, disorienting state may nonetheless illuminate a receptor system whose careful modulation could ease depression and addiction. That is a research direction, not a treatment. And the distance between the two is enormous. The honest cautions. Salvia deserves plain speaking. It is not a party drug, and its reputation as a novelty, fueled by countless disorienting videos, badly misrepresents what it is. High-dose salvinorin A can produce total, sudden dissociation, during which a person may be unaware of their body and surroundings, unable to protect themselves, and at real risk of physical injury from falls or movement. It can be frightening and destabilizing, and its dysphoric, kappa-driven character means it is often experienced as deeply unpleasant rather than blissful. People with a personal or family history of psychosis or serious mental illness, and anyone in an unstable frame of mind, should be especially wary. Its legal status varies widely by country and jurisdiction and continues to change. Traditional Mazatec use took place within a careful ceremonial and cultural container, with low doses of chewed leaf and the guidance of an experienced healer, a world away from a concentrated extract inhaled alone. Nothing in this article is a recommendation to use salvia or any substance. It is an account of a remarkable molecule and the science it has opened. How many doors are there? What makes salvia matter, beyond its strangeness, is what it reveals about the mind. For a long time, it was tempting to believe there was essentially one gateway to visionary consciousness, the serotonin 2A receptor, and that all profound altered states must pass through it. Salvinorin A quietly demolished that assumption. Here was a completely different molecule, binding a completely different receptor in a completely different neurotransmitter system, yet capable of dissolving reality as thoroughly as any classic psychedelic. Consciousness, it turns out, is not guarded by a single lock. There are several doors into the same vast room, and each one, opened, teaches us something new about the architecture of experience. Salvia is the other door, and the fact that it exists at all should keep us humble about how much of the mind we have yet to map. OW Journal is educational and does not provide medical advice. Salvinorin A's selective agonism of the kappa opioid receptor, its non-nitrogenous chemistry, its rapid and intensely dissociative time course, and the human evidence that naltrexone but not ketanzerin blocks its effects are all well documented. The therapeutic interest in the kappa system is real but early, and the use of salvia carries genuine psychological and physical risks. Salvia is powerful and destabilizing. Its legality varies, and nothing here is a recommendation to use it.